Italian FM Tajani, Italy not a subject of U.S. amid Meloni beef with Trump. By Christian K. Caruso on June 23, 2026. Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani affirmed Italy is not a subject of the United States. Rather, the U.S. is a strategic ally of the European nation. Tajani delivered the remarks speaking on Monday to the Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera. The Italian Foreign Ministry published a transcript of the interview. Tajani also published a copy of the transcript on his own personal website. The interview took place in the backdrop of a recent controversy between Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and President Donald Trump after Trump recently told reporters that Meloni begged him for a photo during the recently held G7 summit in Evian, France. Meloni refuted President Trump's claims as completely fabricated and, in a video published on social media, stressed, "Italy and I do not beg." Tajani, for his part, canceled a scheduled trip to the United States. A decision that he affirmed to Corriere was taken in response to an unjustified attack by President Trump. Asked by Corriere where are we now with regards to the controversy between Meloni and Trump, Tajani urged to tone it down and work to avoid the situation escalates in further repercussions for the relationship between both countries. Foreign policy is not made with insults in the latest unmotivated attacks, to which we were justified in responding, Tajani said. Being a loyal ally of the United States, as we are, does not mean giving up our sovereignty, we are subjects of no one. Now we need to avoid all this turning into political, economic, and diplomatic damage. Italy and Europe need a solid relationship with the USA, just as the USA needs Europe and Italy, he continued. President Trump has been highly critical of NATO member Italy due to its decision to not allow the U.S. military to use Italian bases during the conflict with Iran over the past months. Asked by Corriere if Trump wants more from Italy when it comes to wars and defense, Tajani affirmed that there have been political demands, particularly more defense spending from Italy and more support for certain initiatives in the Middle East. Italy, however, makes decisions based on its own interests, its constitution, and its international positioning and standing, Tajani further responded. Tajani affirmed that the traditional relationship between Italy and the United States, our strategic ally, is what ultimately remains in the ground, noting that many Italian companies do mutually beneficial businesses in America. Italy does not offer. And I hope the United States does not demand anything. Tajani responded when asked what can Italy offer to the U.S. compared to what President Trump has asked. Let us work together to make energy supplies safer, to reduce dependence on unstable areas, and to develop new technologies, he continued. Prime Minister Meloni defended Italy and did well. As foreign minister, I will make it clear to the Americans that Italy must be respected and any misunderstandings need to be resolved, the foreign minister affirmed during the interview. Prime Minister Meloni, after her initial response refuting Trump's remarks, said on Monday that the situation has no impact on the relations between the U.S. and Italy and should not result in any consequences for the ties between both countries. Per Corriere, the Prime Minister called on Italian ministers to attend an upcoming July 2 reception at the U.S. Embassy in Rome II in celebration of America's 250th Independence Day anniversary.